realize it was tough.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to get, it's ill-mannered, but I had to get rid of it, lay it down inside my plate. If I did that when I was a kid, I better ease it out of my mouth and down by the side of my plate, because I sit right by my daddy on the bench. And I said, "Now, what's the matter with that?"
Oh.
I said, "Well, Daddy, it was tough and I couldn't eat it." Well, okay then.
Well, did I ask you, did you, I don't remember, I don't think I asked you, but did they eat mush when you were
Yes, ma'am. We ate a good bit of it.
What would mush be?
It would be made of meal and hot water.
And hot water.
Yes, ma'am. And then after we got the mush fixed, made, why, we put hot milk on it.
Oh, you put hot milk on it.
Or cold, either one you wanted.
Well, now, you were telling me that you grew things like potatoes and onions and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And all that kind of different types of...
vegetables.
Uh-huh. Now, what you'd grow them in, or what would you grow them in?
I know, and a big garden.
Oh, you had a big garden?
Yes, ma'am, that over an acre in a garden.
Oh,
and
did.
Had the grapes. We had 9 big long rows of grapes.
Oh.
And I'll tell you from the beginning now. There was a Frenchman lived with us. He came from France the same year Mom and Daddy come from England. And he was a bachelor. And he was wealthy. And he come from Belgium, France, naturally, And he helped to raise all of us. And he came out, and when Daddy bought this farm and cleaned it up while they started, he wanted a grape vineyard. Daddy told him, go ahead and fix it. So he planted 9 rows of grapes. And that's where the grapes came in, and the wine, and the grape jelly, and the preserves. And then we had an orchard on the north side of our house. We had all of our fruit. We didn't have anything to buy but just sugar and coffee and anything like that.
So you really just had most everything.
And one time I broke one of our fillies that we raised. I broke that from a colt.
You did?
I did boys' work, men's work.
Helped
my daddy saw wood, and after I was married to Mr. We'd run out of stove wood. He'd say, "Well, honey, what we gonna do? We out of stove wood." I said, "Well, not but one thing to do. We get the saw and axe and maul and wedge and go to the woods and cut it."
And you'd have to tell
him. Yeah, but you know what he did that, "Honey, what we gonna do for wood?" He didn't want to come right out and ask me if I'd go to the woods and help him saw the tree down, see?
Yeah.
Take your crosscut saw. He'd hate to ask me to go to the woods with him and cut with a crosscut saw after the boys left home. And I said, "Well, yes," and I'd tell him that's the only thing to do. Well, that's what he wanted me to say, you see. And we'd go to the woods right across the road from the house. I'd help him cut down pretty good-sized red oak trees, real straight. I'd help him saw them down and saw them up into wood blocks, you know, for the stove. And then he would split it, and we'd have the oldest pile of stove wood you ever saw. But after I got where I couldn't help him saw, why, he then had to hire the wood and bought it by the truckload. And it cost something, $15 a cord. I've helped to saw logs, saw big logs. I didn't help saw the big tree down, but I helped saw the logs.
After it had been first chopped.
After it done hit the ground, you know, off the stump. And I've helped to clean up new ground. I did everything but plowed. And I said, "I'm not going to learn that or I'll have it to do." And I quit. I learned a flat break, what they call a flat break with a single stock like Miss talking about. I learned a flat break after tearing up 3 aprons I had on.
Oh.
I said, "I'm going to quit right now because I'll have it